Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when life feels like a runaway train? When deadlines are piling up, your inbox is overflowing, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That doesn't mean self-care has to become another item on your never-ending to-do list. In today's episode, we're diving deep into how to actually practice self-care when life throws its curveballs. Because, let's be real, self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are nice. It's about building sustainable habits that nourish your mind, body, and soul, even during the most stressful times. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty laundry in a clean hamper, right? Self-care is about taking care of yourself before you start feeling overwhelmed so you can show up as your best self even when things get tough. So, strap in, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will transform how you approach self-care during stressful times. First things first. Recognize the signs. Ever feel like your usual coping mechanisms just aren't working anymore? You're snapping at people more easily, sleeping less than usual, or finding yourself procrastinating on tasks you usually enjoy. These are all red flags that it's time to prioritize self-care. Ignoring them is like ignoring a check engine light in your car. Eventually, something bigger is going to break down. Next up, ditch the guilt trip. We often associate self-care with being selfish, but let me tell you, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like that old saying about putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. When you're depleted and burned out, you can't truly pour into anything or anyone else. Now for the good stuff. Find what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might feel boring or even stressful to another. Experiment with different activities, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness, listening to music, or simply taking a long bath. The key is to discover what genuinely nourishes you. Speaking of nourishment, don't underestimate the power of healthy habits. Eating nutritious foods, getting enough sleep, and moving your body regularly aren't just about looking good, they're about feeling good. They provide your body with the fuel it needs to cope with stress and maintain your energy levels. Think of these as non-negotiables for your self-care routine. Finally, practice makes progress. Self-care isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be days when you nail it, and days when you completely fall off track. The important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, even when it feels hard. Remember, every small act of self-love adds up over time. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that friend who always seems stressed out? The one who constantly cancels plans because they're too busy? Well, turns out they started making a conscious effort to prioritize their well-being. They started waking up 30 minutes earlier each day for a quiet cup of coffee and some light stretching, even if it meant sacrificing an extra hour of sleep. And you know what? They started looking and feeling more energized. They were able to handle stress with more grace, show up fully in their relationships, and even accomplish more at work. It wasn't about making drastic changes. It was about incorporating small acts of self-care into their daily routine. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen to your body. Ditch the guilt. Discover what truly nourishes you, fuel your body with healthy habits, and practice makes progress. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small act of self-care you can commit to starting today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocol for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.